This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great gardening season and to begin the chores of putting the garden to bed and to prepare your home for the change of season. After all, Wednesday is the first day of fall. Doesn't feel like it outside, but it is. So let's get ready. And to help give you some ideas of things that you can do around your home to eliminate insects during the winter months and to keep your lawn looking good is Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advanced Company joining us this morning. And he will do everything in his power to help you to have a great fall and winter season. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all your Garden Club listeners as well.
We've had quite a summer, haven't we, Ken?
Yes, and the crazy thing about this is 20 years from now, somebody be looking at the NOAA records for 2015 and say, oh, it's just normal, a little colder in the winter, a little hotter in the summer, it averages out. But we who are living there know that this was the craziest winter we've had and also a crazy summer. It's too warm for mid-September like it is now.
Yeah, even in Maine, Ken, we've been in the low to mid-80s, and nighttime temperatures in the high 50s, the low 60s at night, and the trees are still green. I mean, they don't know what's going on. They should be starting to show signs of red and yellow and gold. Burning bush should be beginning to turn red, and they are a little bit, but this weather is really confusing our plants this year.
Yeah, and from an insect point of view, as long as it stays nice and warm, they just keep on living and they keep on reproducing, and you know they will make their adjustments for overwintering when we start getting some consistent cool temperatures, especially at night, and of course they also adjust with the day length, and that is happening regardless of the temperature, but still we're From their perspective, it's summertime. It's June.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that's how it feels. It's just been very, very warm across the entire country, and which is good because we don't have to run the heat in the house, saving us a lot of money in that way. But we got to get some cold weather to kill off some of these insects,
right,
so they don't create problems later on.
And we know it's going to happen too, because fall and winter are going to come, and the insects that are outdoors, especially the insects that are living close to our foundations of our house, are going to want to come indoors because when it gets consistently cool outside and then cold outside, they'll look to our houses as a heat sink and some place to go to keep warm. And right now, if we could go around the house and fill in the cracks that are the obvious places that they could escape from the outer doors and come inside and keep them from coming in that way, And then after that, you know, the physical barriers are put down for our foundation and put down for our house. If we followed up with the treatment of complete insect control for soil and turf or home pest product, an outside perimeter spray, something where you spray 1 to 3 feet up the foundation and 1 to 3 feet away from the foundation on the ground, you'll go a long way to keeping those pests outdoors or kill them outdoors before they come inside. And there's a lot of things that you can do even before you spray, not just caulking. Trim the bushes away from the foundation because you don't want the bushes touching the sides of your houses. You want to, when you make this perimeter treatment of complete on the soil and on the foundation, you want to make sure that the insects have to go through that perimeter treatment to get to your house. And if you have bushes that are up against the side of the house, they can go around the treatment by climbing up the bush and climbing across to the house and get around that treatment. But if you clean up around your foundation, if you make sure that you've got the obvious cracks taken care of, if you've got mulch right up against your foundation, pull it back, put stones there instead. You don't want to create a harborage for pests that are real close to your foundation. Make sure the water flows away from your house. That's very, very important. Downspouts have to keep, downspouts take the water off the roof and make it flow away from your house so there's no puddling around your house. And then the last thing is to make a treatment of the insecticide. And, Paul, you'll have a house where the only living creatures in the house are you and the missus in the wintertime.
That would be good. I mean, between ants that came in last winter and some of those, they look like ladybugs were coming in, and stink bugs were coming in. It was just endless. So we should start treating for that right now, right?
Yes, we should.
Okay.
And it's not. And I'm not telling you to do it without myself doing it here in North Carolina. This is something I have to do as well to put the house away for the wintertime also.
Now, would that be a good idea to put around your tool shed?
Oh yeah, I mean if you have a tool shed outside that you use in the wintertime, the answer is yes. But with the tool shed, you're going to want to make sure that you don't have termite problems or other kind of pest problems there. So yes, it's a good idea. It's a good idea to let the insects have the outdoors and you get the indoors.
Okay, we'll give them the outside.
Yes.
Now, because it's been hot, the Japanese beetle grubs in your lawn are still active. Is it too late to kill them now?
No, it's not. But the way we're going to kill them now is different than what we've been talking about throughout the summer. You know, throughout the summer, we were talking about putting a preventative treatment out, season-long grub control, or this product, complete insect control for soil and turf, because those are preventative grub treatments. They will control the grubs as they hatch, and in the early instar stage, that's the stage of the growth of the grub. Now we've probably got full-size grubs in your lawn, and now we have to use a curative product, a curative grub control product. And the only one on the market is 24-hour grub control. And 24-hour contains a different active ingredient than the preventative active ingredients that we've been talking about all summer. And this is a product that you apply, you water it in, and it works, begins working within 24 hours, and in 3 or 4 days, the grubs are controlled, and the product is gone also. It has very, very little residual. And that's another reason why we don't like to use it in the middle of the summertime, because, as we know, Japanese beetle, just take Japanese beetle for an example. Female Japanese beetle can live 6 to 8 weeks and have multiple clutches of eggs. If you have a product that only has 3 days residual, you'll do a great job of controlling the grubs that are there, but if she decides to lay eggs 2 weeks later, those are free and clear. So when you use a curative product like 24-hour grub grub killer, you want to use that product now when you've when you're almost certain that the adult beetles, for Japanese beetle and for many of the other grubs that are that also terrorize our lawn, and there's about nine of them all together, make sure that the adults are gone. The degeneration that you're controlling are the grubs that are in the lawn. And we can do it very, very easily with 24-Hour Grub Killer Plus.
Great. Now, the other thing that I noticed the other day working around the edges of my property, the poison ivy is still green.
Yeah.
And normally by now it's turned yellow and it's going dormant.
Yeah.
So can we kill poison ivy now?
Yeah, you still can. In fact, Brush Killer Plus is the product that we recommend. Brush Killer Plus contains an active ingredient called triclopyr. It doesn't contain glyphosate. Glyphosate's a great product for a lot of different weeds that you want to control post, but not poison ivy and not brambles, and in my neck of the woods, not kudzu either. But Brush Killer Plus, you can spray on your poison ivy, and it will control it now. And that's a great point that you bring up about it being green, because for controlling weeds post-emergent, you want to make sure you've got actively growing weeds. And green is a good indication that it's actively growing.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, Ken. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how to kill some of these noxious weeds and your lawn.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company on some ideas of what we should be doing, because it's like summer isn't ending, even though fall starts officially on Wednesday. And we've been talking about insects, the grubs, protecting your home for the winter. Now, Kent, how about the lawn? I mean, there's still weeds there. The lawns are still actively growing. Is it too late to kill things like dandelions, chickweed, clover, and so forth?
No, it's not too late to take care of those weeds in your lawn. Of course, you're going to use selective herbicide, one that protects the grass and takes out the broadleaf weeds. But one of the things that I've found that I've struggled with almost every place that I've ever lived are spring weeds, and we're talking about it now because a lot of the spring weeds that we have that are the most troublesome, like chickweeds and henbit, are really winter annuals, ones that begin germinating now and germinate through the winter. And always in the past, I've tried to time my post broadleaf applications on my lawn as late in the fall as possible, because you got to have it a little bit warm for the herbicide to work. And I've always struggled because I take care of the chickweed. I'm so proud of myself in mid-October, taking all the chickweed out, and then next spring there's just as much chickweed in my lawn. Because again, in the wintertime, there's different seeds are germinating. We at Bayer Advance developed a product that's a mixture of both the post-emergent herbicide and a pre-emergent herbicide. It's called season-long weed control. And you make the application now, and we'll control the weeds that exist in your lawn now, but then you're putting a pre-emergent down on the ground that prevents chickweeds and henbits and other winter annuals from germinating. When in November you get a nice warm week, warm enough for the seeds, the chickweed seeds to germinate, but too cool for you to go out there and spray. Well, this product controls them, so that next spring, You have a lawn that's all green because of your fescue, your Kentucky bluegrass, your ryegrass, and you don't have a different color shade from the chickweed or purple from the henbit flowers or any of those kind of problems. It's a unique way to take care of a weed problem next spring by treating for it right now.
And this is something that you would put down now and then water it in, or do you water first and then apply it?
The instructions on the label say to make an application, and after about 2 or 3 days, water it in. And the reason for that is you want the post-emergent product to work, so the post-emergent will work immediately after you make your application, and then water it in so that the pre-emergent can get distributed on the ground where the seeds are that are going to be germinating.
Now, they can buy this in, like, a bottle sprayer. They would just attach it to the hose, turn on the water, and it would mix it by itself, and then you just spray your lawn.
Yes, we have two forms. One form is a concentrate where you would mix it into your pump-up sprayer, and then we also have it with an RTS sprayer head, a hose end sprayer head, where you hook up the hose and spray the lawn. Now, remember, though, if you're just spot treating for the weeds that you see, that's the where you spot treat is the only place you're going to get pre-emergent control. So with this particular product, we're recommending you treat the whole lawn, because the whole lawn is where you might have chickweed or henbit germinating next spring.
Okay. Now, the one big question I'm still getting, Ken, because of the weather, can I still kill my crabgrass at this point of the year?
No. No, in fact, about the closest thing you can do is to dig it up. No, you can't. This is way too late for anybody's herbicide, even the professional herbicide, to control crabgrass. All the crabgrass has seed spikes on it, and, you know, there was some grad student in New England years and years ago did a study showing that each crabgrass can produce about 100,000 seeds. So you really want to take it out of your lawn now before you...
So mow the grass as short as possible and use a bagger on your lawnmower and don't put it in the compost pile.
Right.
Ken, thank you so much for joining us this morning and giving us some valuable tips to make our yard better. Thank you.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope you picked up some ideas for your home and your yard because of the extended summer type weather that we're getting. I know fall is begins on Wednesday officially, but when you get temperatures where your daytimes are in the 80s or hotter, and your nights cool down to the mid 50s, it just sets everything behind. It gives your weeds more growing time, a chance to produce more seed, your insects and diseases to better prepare for next year. So you got to get on your toes, walk your property, look for weed problems, and if you have it, take care of it now. Be one thing less that you have to do in the fall, okay? And I'm sorry, in the spring of next year. Daniel, who's up next? Next up, we've got Joe from New Hampshire. He's got a question about bees. Joe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with bees today?
Good morning.
Morning.
For the last 3 years, I would say at a corner of my house, bees seem to gather around the area. And to me, they should be out in the garden pollinating. That's their job. But they're not doing it. And they stay there, you know, almost through the whole summer. And who's doing the job in my garden right now are these little butterflies, little white butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
They're all over the place. So I want to know what's going on.
Okay. The nest that you're finding in the eave of your house or underneath the overhang are hornets, wasps, and yellow jackets. And they are pollinators, but they could create a problem if you're working in the garden because they're not a friendly bee that minds his own business, does the pollination. These are aggressive. So a hornet, a wasp, or a yellow jacket is a problem that you got to take care of. Now, there's a company that we've talked about all year called Linwood Laboratories, and they have a mole control that you can spray in your basement right now. I know a lot of us are bringing in patio furniture, putting all that stuff away, and your basement, if your windows weren't open, wasn't well ventilated, have that musty smell. And we've recommended that you use a product called Shoe Mold. And one application, spraying your walls and floor, will eliminate that musty, damp smell for an entire year. Well, they have developed the only hornet and wasp spray that will shoot up to 20 feet. So that's two stories. And instead of coming out like a spray, it comes out like a jet of water, a solid stream of water. And it is very, very effective. It will last up to 4 weeks when you apply it to the nest or in the cracks and crevices if they're building a nest inside your home behind the boards.
It's not inside the house. They're outside.
Then get
but
this.
I haven't seen a nest. I've gone out there at night with a flashlight, looked around. I see no nest at all. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Okay, I wonder if they're in between the boards.
I don't know.
Because they could be in between the boards. So you've got to watch them during the day. See, all of your bees, hornets, wasps, yellow jackets are insects that determine where they're going with the sun. And they can look at the angle of the sun and they can follow it to where they live. And then in the morning, use that angle of the sun to go and look around to collect pollen to make food for the fall and winter months. So they're going to be active during the day. So if you see them flying on the corners of your house or in cracks in the wood, then you want to get the Shoo Fly hornet and wasp spray. As I said, it will do 20 feet in the air. It will last for 4 weeks, and it works great for either a visible nest or to penetrate the cracks and crevices in your eaves to get in there where they're making a nest for the winter months. Now, if you can't find it, let me give you a phone number to call. It's 339-770-5109. That's 339-777-5109. And it's called,
okay.
It's called Shoe Fly Hornet and Wasp Spray. I've used it for many years. One application, problem is solved, and it works very, very well. And you can use it in a tool shed if you find a nest in there. Spray the nest, close the door, come back an hour later, and everybody is laying on the floor dead. But any place that you see a nest, spray it now. Because
can you take another question?
Yep.
Have you heard of Virginia creepers?
Oh yes.
I have those also.
You have Virginia creeper?
Yes.
Okay.
I listen to your program almost every Sunday, but I've never heard you mention this. Maybe I just missed it.
Virginia creeper is also called woodbine. And woodbine is actually sold in some of the garden centers as a ground cover for a wooded area to help to control erosion, to put a little bit of green on the ground. But if it's getting out of control, then with woodbine, you need to use right now this Bayer season-long weed control. And it can be used right on your lawn. It won't hurt the grass. You can spray the weed directly, and it will kill the grass. And if it's just growing in a wooded area where there's no grasses, Bayer has a product called DuraZone. And it's spelled DuraZone. And it will kill weeds and grasses in an area where you just want a natural look, like mulch or pine needles or ground up leaves that have built up over the years. DuraZone is more effective than Roundup, and it's safer to use, and it lasts longer. You can put it on driveways, walkways, patios, along a fence, or the foundation of your house, and in mulched areas, as long as you don't get it on the foliage of the plant. The only way it can enter is through the foliage.
Okay, that was DuraZone?
Yep.
Or woodbine, which one?
Well, if it's a wooded area or a large area and you want to kill everything, then you would use DuraZone. If the weed is in your lawn, then you use season-long weed control.
Okay. I try to keep it, you know, out of the grass area. So I usually take it out and dispose of it.
Yeah,
not in a mulch pile.
So right? if it's growing in your lawn, get the Bayer season-long weed control. It will kill all of the weeds that are actively growing, and while they're green and while the temperatures are still warm, apply it. And in the two-week period, it's gone, and it has a post-emergence that will kill any seed that fell from the plant, and it will kill those seed. So you're giving it a 1-2 punch. Roundup only kills what's there. But the season-long kills what's there and the seeds that will come up in the next 6 months.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah,
I'm thank
try
you.
Everything you told me.
Thank you.
Thank
it
you.
Works.
Bye.
It works real well. Follow the recommendations, and you'll have a real good job. Our phone number is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have Brian Towler from the Globus Company, and we're going to be telling you a little bit about our trip that we're planning to Cuba and some of the things that Brian will tell you. I think you will really get some insight on that island. It's a place where no Americans, for the most part, have been for over 50 years. Things are changing. Matter of fact, Pope Francis is there today doing Mass before he comes to the United States to speak to the United Nations and to visit New York State and Pennsylvania and a few other areas. But he's in Cuba, and he would like us to settle our differences. We've settled our differences with the Japanese. We settle our differences with the German people. We settle our differences with the Italian people during the wars. And there's no reason why this cannot be done. This is not a country that will threaten us. So stay tuned. Learn about the beauty of Cuba, the tobacco fields, the organic farms that grow there that we'll be visiting, the botanical gardens, the cigar rolling plantations, the old cars, the restaurants, the culture, and a lot more. All at 8 o'clock. Are you an organic gardener? Folly does a fast, working, and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Colorstorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertiloam Kills All to replace Roundup. Twice as strong at half the price. Fertiloam Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub. Half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertiloam.com. That's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com for a dealer near you.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sarah from New Hampshire. She's got a question about hot peppers.
Sarah, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I was just hoping to get your advice. I had some really good hot peppers this year. Some Thai, habanero, and some palumbo. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that one right. But I like to dry them out and, like, make a spice, like, you know, for the wintertime or whatever. But I'm not sure how to go about that, and I figured you might have the best advice for me. Like, do I dry them for a week? Do I dry them 2 weeks and crush them up? I'm not sure how that works.
Well, you can let them start to, like, wrinkle, you know, pick them, and then let them, what my dad used to do, he did it two ways. When he thought that the bulk of the crop was ready, he would pull the plant out of the garden, shake off the soil, and then hang the plants from the rafters in the garage and allow them to dry, and they would shrivel up, get all wrinkled. And then he would cut them up and continue to dry them. And then one year he got the idea, I'm going to freeze them. And he picked them as they came ready, as they turned that nice red color, cut them up into pieces, cleaned them, got all the seeds out, cut them up in small pieces, and put them in Ziploc freezer bags and threw them in the freezer. So when he wanted to make chili and some spaghetti sauce and a few other things, he would have it right in his freezer.
And they obviously must come back all right frozen then.
Yeah, they came back incredible. And I think they were actually hotter than the peppers that were dried because they had all of the juices still in the meat of your hot pepper. And
oh,
it's the juices.
Awesome. I could still make, like, stuffed hamburgers during the winter. Oh, that sounds really good.
Okay, now let me tell you one thing that you have to do. He learned the hard way.
Okay.
He cut them and put them in bags, and he did it with his hands. And for the next 4 or 5 days, he washed his hands, I bet you, 10, 15 times with Baraxo, because every time he touched his face or his eye, it would burn.
Right. I wear gloves.
Yeah. So he started wearing gloves, and when he got done, he took the gloves, he threw them away, and he never had a problem after that. So just be aware that the juices, when you cut it into pieces, will get on your fingertips. They'll go into your skin, and if you touch your eyebrow because it's sweaty, then the juices from the hot pepper will get where you touched it and run into your eye and it will burn. So use gloves and freeze them, and his kept beautiful.
Oh, that's great. So you gave me 2 wonderful ideas. Okay, going back to the crushing them for a spice. Now that my big pepper, I think it's called a Palumbo.
Yes.
It's not as hot. It's more mild, but it still has a little spice to it. Can I mix the Thai, habanero, and palumbo as a spice together?
Oh, sure. As long as you dry them properly, then you can blend them. And,
yeah, the habaneros are still growing, and so are my palumbos. They're growing like crazy. I was almost thinking of putting them in containers and bringing them in the house because they are still growing like crazy.
Yeah.
The only thing in my garden that's still really going.
Okay. Well, for now, leave them alone. I mean, it's still very warm outside, and they're still going to continue to grow, and that way you won't disturb them. And then when they start talking about a frost, then you could dig them. My dad brought in 1 year 2 red peppers that he put in a 12-inch pot, and then 2 of these hot peppers that he put in a 12-inch pot. We kept it in our split house south window.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.